Well, Israel just made a huge strategic error in leaning on Congress to pass this new Anti-Free Speech Act, the Anti-Semitism Awareness Act, which is laying the groundwork to criminalize truthful statements, such as stating that certain members of Congress have higher loyalty to Israel than they do the United States. A good example of that would be Representative Brian Mast, who showed up on the floor of the U.S. House wearing his IDF military uniform, showing that he's actually loyal to the IDF military, which is in fact engaged in committing acts of genocide. So he's advertising his genocidal intent on the floor of the U.S. House of Representatives. But if you state that now, you will soon be considered a criminal and you may be arrested and incarcerated in America for stating that. Or, by the way, if you state that in history that the Jews tried to kill Jesus or succeeded, but I mean, they tried to kill him many times. Well, oh, that you're going to be arrested for that, by the way. Or if you disagree with any official narrative surrounding the Holocaust, such as how many ovens were used, how many Jews died. I mean, if you're off by one number, you know, if the official narrative is 6 million people and you say, no, it was 5.99999, you're going to be arrested. Oh, you're one person short. You're a criminal. Well, and these are just some examples. There are many other examples that are in this new law that was just passed by the House. This is so blatantly unconstitutional. This is such an assault on the First Amendment, freedom of speech, and the very foundational principles of our constitutional republic, the United States of America, that this law cannot stand in America. It will be challenged through numerous vectors, but it shows you who rules America. The Zionists rule America. And by the way, the law says that if you say that, you also could be arrested and you could be considered a criminal just by saying that Jews run anything. Yeah, seriously. If you say that Jews run Hollywood or Jews run the banks or Jews run real estate or whatever, that's also considered a crime in this bill that was just passed. And again, it's laying the groundwork for the mass arrests of anybody who criticizes Israel. And now think about it from Netanyahu's mouth, a filthy, disgusting, murderous mouth. What he is claiming is that just out of the blue, just spontaneously, suddenly all these people hate Jews. Just for no reason whatsoever. All of a sudden, there's anti-Semitism just sprouting up everywhere all across America, and there has to be a crackdown on freedom of speech. There has to be a crackdown by the government. You can't have all this anti-Semitism because it's a threat to democracy. Does he not realize that it isn't anti-Semitism? It isn't that people like myself, I mean, we don't hate Jews. We despise genocide. We despise the actions of Netanyahu and his Zionist regime, his cabal of murderous criminals. And we don't hold all Jews accountable for his actions and his murderous regime. We want him and Gavir and others to be arrested, to be removed from power. We want peace in the region. And we don't take offense at people simply being Jewish or being of Jewish faith, right? Just as we don't take offense of people being Muslims or being worshipers, followers of Islam or Buddhism or anything. We just want the killing and the genocide to stop. Stop bombing women and children. But now, because of this cowardly act by the U.S. Congress, you will be labeled a criminal by merely criticizing Israel's genocide. The mass killing of women and children is being excused and covered up by a treasonous United States Congress that is controlled by the Zionists. Obviously, they're controlled by the Zionists. AIPAC Tracker lays out how much money they've all taken from AIPAC, which is an illegal lobbying group that violates lobby reporting laws, by the way, takes money from Israel, money that was given to Israel by the United States Congress. So they launder it right back to bribes to members of Congress and the United States Senate. Some senators have received over $1.5 million in bribery money from AIPAC. But oh, you're not allowed to talk about that. That would be a criminal offense to talk about this. So where we are right now is that this is the most vicious, unconstitutional assault on the First Amendment that we have yet seen from our treasonous United States Congress. A Congress that in just the last 2 weeks has passed illegal, warrantless FISA spying on the American people. They've passed $61 billion of handouts to Ukraine while they were waving the Ukrainian flag on the floor of the House. They've passed another $26 billion in funding for Israel because they know some portion of that will be skimmed off, laundered back to themselves, and it'll end up in their own campaign pockets back in the United States Congress, by the way. I mean, talk about RICO Act violations. This is organized crime, racketeering, international money laundering, and genocide for profit. I mean, and don't even get me started on the military-industrial complex and how, you know, Boeing and Raytheon and all these other companies, they give big campaign donations to Congress to keep causing more wars and keep funding more bombs that are bombing more women and children and innocent civilians in Gaza and other places around the world, causing mass human suffering and death so that they can pocket more money in the military-industrial complex. This is like layers of criminal rackets enclosed upon each other. And what Israel has just done by pushing the U.S. Congress to pass this Anti-Semitism Awareness Act is they've gone too far. They've just crossed the Rubicon. They've just pushed the wrong button where conservatives in America, or frankly, anybody, even neoclassical liberals, anybody who supports freedom of speech is now going to say, whoa, wait a second. This is too far. This is too crazy. And we're seeing this from members of Congress like Matt Gaetz and Representative Thomas Massie and others who say something like the following. They say, look, we oppose anti-Semitism. Let's be clear about that. But this law is insane. It's unconstitutional. It would criminalize people for stating obvious truths. And where does it end? Because if Congress says right now today, well, it's a crime to criticize any Jew or any Zionist or Israel itself, then what about tomorrow? Tomorrow, could they say, well, it's a criminal offense to criticize, I don't know, Muslims, black people, white people, Christians, anybody? I mean, where does this end? It doesn't end. It just depends on which party is in charge and who they want to silence. And again, the First Amendment clearly states that Congress shall make no law that suppresses or violates the free speech rights of the American people, or the right to peacefully protest, or the right to freedom of the press, or the right to religious expression. These are all enumerated in the First Amendment, and they are all under assault by our treasonous United States Congress that objectively has abandoned the interests of the United States of America almost without exception. There are a few members of Congress, mostly Republicans, who still represent the American people. But by and large, nearly all Democrats and the vast majority of Republicans have abandoned America overtly. They don't even pretend to represent the interests of the American people. They overtly sell us out, fund other countries, fund weapons for Israel, border protection for Ukraine, but no border protection for the United States as we are being invaded. And Speaker Johnson is a pathetic creature, pathetic, treasonous jellyfish, who literally just signed off on passing $3.5 billion of additional funding for the U.S. State Department to set up invasion camps in the Middle East to bring more Muslims to America, to distribute them across American cities. Muslims who hate America, by the way. A lot of these people are the ones chanting death to America. They hate what America has become. They hate the genocide. They hate this country. They're coming here not to be part of America, but to bring America down. And Speaker Mike Johnson, a Republican, fully supported it. He endorsed it. And other GOP members are on board with endorsing this wartime invasion of America to bring to America, to incentivize them, to give them debit cards and free housing and free legal representation, to bring them to America, have them overrun and occupy U.S. cities while the American people are left to rot, just left high and dry because Congress doesn't give a damn about the American people. Now, back to the censorship of any criticism of Israel. I was explaining this in a recent tweet. Of course, I post on Brighteon.io as well, which is uncensorable because it's a peer-to-peer blockchain-driven platform of free speech with no central servers. It can't be taken offline. It can't be taken down. Servers can't be confiscated because there are no servers. Okay, so join Brighteon.io for emergency backup communications. Now, what I explain is, suppose you live in a town and suppose there's a serial killer that runs around killing children, just like stabbing children to death on playgrounds and city parks and killing the mothers too, right? This is a horrible serial killer. And suppose that this serial killer's name, I mean, just suppose, I don't mean anything by this, but let's just pick a name for this thought experiment and say his name is Semite. So this guy whose name is Semite, or just Sem for short, he runs around killing children. And then the townspeople realize, oh my God, this guy Semite is killing little children. He's a serial killer. And he just won't stop. There's like hundreds of children dead all over the playgrounds and in the schools. He's running around the hallways of the school, stabbing kids left and right. So the townspeople get together and they call on the mayor and the police force, do something. Stop the serial killer from killing all the children. And so in response, the mayor and the police declare you to be engaged in anti-Semitic hate speech. And they arrest you for hate speech, but they do nothing to stop Semite, the child killer. So the child killing goes on, right? So this tweet, this story, this fictional story, obviously, is Israel in a nutshell. This is exactly what Israel is doing. They are serial killers of women and children. And if you point it out and say, stop the killing of children, then they call you an anti-Semite. And they want you arrested, not the people killing the children. That's how insane it is. Now, it's going to be very interesting to observe what conservative media does and what Christian groups do in response to the passage of this law. This is going to be a telling moment. You are going to instantly see now with full transparency who is on the side of freedom of speech and the freedom to think and human rights versus who is run by the murderous genocidal Zionist. You're going to see it instantly. Every conservative media outlet that supports this law is run by the Zionists and is abhorrent to the principles of the United States of America. It's probably going to be Breitbart.com, by the way. Breitbart is all in with Zionism. They're funded by Zionism. They don't care anything about actual principles in America. That's become clear since October 7th. But keep your eyes open. Maybe Daily Wire, too. I don't know. We'll see. Ben Shapiro, all in with the Zionists. Mark Levin cheered the passage of this bill, cheered it online. He thinks it's great. Mark Levin, who for many years has pretended to be a conservative. He's not a conservative. He's a Zionist who is complicit in the cheering of mass murder and genocide of women and children by the Israeli Zionists. That's who Mark Levin is, in my opinion. Now, but he wants you to go to jail for criticizing Zionism, right? So he doesn't believe in the First Amendment. He doesn't believe in the Constitution. Every person who ever listened to Mark Levin should denounce him, turn him off, or even, you know, reach out to him nonviolently, of course, but just express to him what a piece of human filth he is. Don't make any threats. Don't break the law, but just give him a piece of your mind in a polite way and tell him what a piece of filth he is. Because he's abandoned his principles, he's abandoned his audience, and he's abandoned America. He's all in for Zionism and Israel. And he wants to use the power of government through coercion and the threat of force to limit what people are allowed to say in order to try to stop genocide. Think about that. That's Mark Levin. And in a similar way, that also appears to be Ben Shapiro and others like him. This is extraordinary. Now, Candace Owens escaped that snake pit of the Ben Shapiro hive. Candace Owens is willing to tell the truth about Israel. And Candace Owens challenged Ben Shapiro to a public debate. And it seemed like they agreed on holding that debate. And then, guess what? It got canceled. You know why it got canceled? Because Ben Shapiro's publishing group there is seeking a gag order against Candace Owens under the non-disparagement section of her previous employment agreement with Daily Wire, I believe it is. And so they're trying to silence Candace Owens so that Ben Shapiro doesn't have to debate her, because Ben Shapiro is a Zionist coward who can't defend his positions. He can't defend his genocidal complicity. He can't defend his contradictions against the First Amendment and against America and against human rights. And so what do? They silence Candace Owens. See, but this is the way Zionists operate. They always want to silence you. They never want to debate you because they can't win the debates, because their positions are abhorrent. The positions of the Zionists, whether we're talking about Ben Shapiro or Mark Levin or all the other Zionists, are irreconcilable with the foundational principles of the United States of America. They are irreconcilable with sustainable human civilization. And the Zionist weapon is to play the victim, Holocaust, Holocaust, Holocaust. Therefore, you can't criticize our modern day Holocaust against the Palestinians. So they're playing the victim card. Do you realize that what the Zionists are carrying out is a massive multi-generational race hate hoax by now claiming that they're still the victims? Now, I'm not denying that they were victims of the Holocaust, by the way, although some people are saying that it didn't happen the way that we're told. I'm not an expert on that. I'm not denying that that happened. What I'm saying is that they're still using that from 1941 to try to justify their violence against other people today, claiming that they're always the victims and that anybody who criticizes Israel or Zionism or Jews is engaged in anti-Semitism and it has to be outlawed everywhere around the world. Well, they've pushed it too far. The backlash begins now. And you're going to see this massive sorting out of conservatives and Christians. You're going to find out really quickly who actually has principles and who doesn't. So on the Christian front, it's going to be very clear. Any churches that are still pro-Israel at this point are on the side of Satan. Any pastor that's pro-Israel is a Satanist. Probably the same people pushing vaccine jabs, by the way, which Israel also pushed very aggressively, even on their own people. They committed genocide against their own people with those jabs. But any church, any pastor, any religious organization that is pro-Israel is actually working on the side of Satan, because Israel's actions are, again, irreconcilable with the teachings of Christ. You can't claim to be a person of Christ and then sit back and say nothing while a nation of Zionists slaughters and exterminates an entire ethnicity, including women and children. How dare anybody say that this is consistent with the teachings of Christ? And to think that Netanyahu tells himself that God told me to do this, like God gave us permission. God grants us immunity from the International Criminal Court. These are the kinds of things that he says. He's a freaking lunatic. Let me see. It's a serial killer, runs around killing children, thinks that God talks to him. Yeah, we have a name for those people. They're called psychiatric patients, by the way, and we lock them up so they can't hurt any other people. We need to lock up Netanyahu and anybody who goes along with him, anybody who is complicit in this genocide needs to be completely rejected or ignored, or if they were directly involved in genocide, they too need to be arrested and prosecuted. So this is a watershed moment right now for freedom of speech, freedom of truth, and the freedom to think. And if the Zionists get their way, America will be no more. America will be destroyed, because you can't have a functioning free nation without the right to speak, especially the right to speak the truth. So you either reject Zionism and its call for blatant censorship, or you have no constitutional republic remaining whatsoever. And shame on every member of Congress who voted for this bill. Shame on every damn one of you. And we hope that you are rejected from office, voted out, and shamed throughout history for your complicity with genocide. You should be on a wall along with the names of all the Nazis that committed the Holocaust in the 1930s and 40s, by the way. Because this is another modern Holocaust, and if you are complicit in it, then you deserve to be called out and shamed as well. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the publisher of naturalnews.com, the founder of Brighteon.com, a real American and a champion of free speech. I love America's founding principles, and I'm not letting them go without a fight, a legal fight, you know, a fight in the public space of ideas. I'm not talking about violence. I'm talking about freedom of speech. This is why it's so critical. If they silence you, then the genocidal maniacs win. We can't let that happen. So thank you for listening. God bless you all. God bless America. Take care. All right, let's talk about some solutions for preparedness and survival based on what's happening in the world. Things are getting completely out of control, as you know. And some of these are sponsors, some of these are free. I'm going to give you some free tools here as well. First thing, show the camera on my desk here. This is all collapsed currency from all over the world. Trillions of dollars worth of collapsed currency, and then here's fake Hollywood currency of $100 bills. This is all going to zero. I mean, some of this is already zero, but even dollars are going to zero. This is the solution. These are called goldbacks. This is a 50 goldback bill. It's 51/1000 of an ounce of gold is embedded in the bill, and that's why it's so thick. And they have smaller denominations like the one goldback here. I could hold it right side up. This is 1/1000 of an ounce of gold. And we've done the laboratory testing, and you can find it at our affiliate website called verifiedgoldbacks.com. If you want real physical gold that's highly divisible and has high utility, this is the solution, verifiedgoldbacks.com. And if you scroll through here, you can see all of our lab testing that we did. We actually melted them down, and we did all kinds of tests for the purity and the mass of the gold that's in these bills. And check out the different designs here. Let's see if you can show that. You got different designs of different amounts of gold that are embedded in the bills. There's a 50 that I showed you, and then there's a 25, a 5, a 10, and ones as well. Really an amazing solution. Now, other things to keep in mind. We've got storable food right now at healthrangerstore.com. I've got some on my desk here showing you also the IOSAT iodine, the potassium iodide, prevention of the radiation damage to your thyroid. That's all FDA approved there, the IOSAT product. We've also got dietary supplement iodine there, as well as the Ranger buckets and various food buckets. We've got the heavy cream, all certified organic, laboratory tested, back in stock, plus the red miso, the yellow miso, and white cheddar cheese powder, which is just pure organic cheddar cheese. No fillers, no colors, no garbage in it of any kind. You can find all of that at healthrangerstore.com. Now, continuing with our topic of preparedness, our sponsor in the satellite phone space is the Satellite Phone Store. You can find them at SAT123.com. Connects you here to the Satellite Phone Store. And these are emergency backup comms devices that work even if the cell towers go down or if the power grid goes down. And they have packages with the bivy sticks, with Faraday bags, and pre-installed software on a mobile device that protects your privacy because it doesn't talk to the cell towers. It just talks through the satellites. You can send and receive text messages, and you can let people know you're okay, or you can have emergency contacts that are successful through that mechanism. Here's something that I don't talk about enough, but there's a company called shieldarms.com that has a new product, which is the S10 Grip Chop. And as you can see here, this is a chopped off grip of a Glock 43X. Now, show camera one. This is my Glock 43X right here. Let's see if I can get on camera. And so as you can see, the magwell, you know, this is a pretty long designation right here. You know, it can stick out if you're trying to do concealed carry. But if you go to shieldarms.com, they have their Grip Chop S10 firearm, which is available right now. And it's a shorter grip that allows it to be more easily concealed, but yet it takes full-size magazines. And then Shield Arms has their custom steel mags. Actually, that's what I've got right here. This is the Shield Arms magazine. It's vastly superior to Glock mags. It holds more rounds, and it's more durable. So this is the best setup. You can get these mags, and you can get these Grip Chop pistols at shieldarms.com. Of course, all federal laws apply. You have to transfer through an FFL and so on. You know, obey your local and and national laws in order to do this. But this allows you to be ultra concealable in carrying this outstanding firearm, the Glock 43X. And I think you can use discount code RANGER there to save 10% off that firearm. They may still have that code active. I'm not entirely sure. Now, continuing with some more preparedness items, right here, Brighteon.ai. This is our free downloadable artificial intelligence language model. We are training this on an extensive amount of information on food, herbs, nutrition, off-grid living, but also survival and preparedness. It's non-commercial, it's open source, it's free to use. You just enter your email address here, click register, and you'll be given access to a download page. And we're releasing new models all the time, including a 7 billion parameter model that is trained on all of this survival and prepping and nutrition content. Nobody else in the world has models like this. In addition, we have a backup comms social media platform that we've just launched called Brighteon.io. And if you go to that website, Brighteon.io, you can sign up. You can see that it's a big social media type of site. The thing is, see, it's got free speech videos. Here's a flat earth video. That's pretty funny. There's all kinds of videos here, all kinds of different viewpoints and opinions. Here's Dave Hodges here with a video. You can go there and you can share videos and content, and there are no central servers. It's all peer-to-peer, decentralized, and it runs on blockchain. And it has its own blockchain coin here, actually called Pcoin, which is modeled after Bitcoin, and it's kind of a reputation coin on the platform. Anyway, you can find out about that. Just go to Brighteon.io. If you download the app and run it, then this will even survive the internet kill switch because it doesn't need to resolve domain names in order to function. So that's Brighteon.io. And then in terms of products that we have, guess what? We also have the knives that we've custom designed with Dawson Knives here. This is one of our combat knives, and they're made with MagnaCut steel, incredibly durable, high Rockwell hardness. They're flexible without shattering. They hold an edge, and they're almost corrosion proof. That's the advantage of MagnaCut steel. So yeah, if you see this, and it's a G10 handle with an oversized finger guard here. This is a really incredible knife. And because it's got three holes here, show camera one, let me show you this. Because it's got these three holes, see if I can get the light just right, yeah. It's got this hole, and then this hole. You can use paracord and you can strap it to a stick and make a spear out of it. So this can be made into a spear relatively easily. We've got multiple knives from Dawson that, of course, I'm the co-designer, and it's got a special wedge end here as well for escape and evasion. We are out of the Escape from LA knife, but we do have this Tonto version that we're working on right now that we may come out with, and then we've got some other really amazing. This is, oh, that's another one of our combat knives, but we've got a bushcrafting knife as well that you could check out. Find all that at healthrangerstore.com. Bottom line, folks, we have a lot of preparedness solutions for you. Some of them are free, like Brighteon.ai or Brighteon.io, or you can use Brighteon Social or just Brighteon.com. But, and then some of them, of course, cost money. Like if you're going to get your hands on gold, you know, it's going to cost you. You're going to pay for the gold. Not everything's going to be free, obviously. So iodine, storable food, weapons of self-defense to defend and protect innocent life. These are the kinds of things that we are advocating very strongly right now at this time in history because of what's happening in the world, what's happening with the open borders, where we are domestically with chaos and lawlessness getting worse in most cities across America, more illegals invading more states and counties. So be ready to defend yourself. And then, of course, the collapse of the dollar coming as well. It's accelerating every day. You're seeing it with food inflation. And look at the cost of your car insurance, by the way. Look at that. It's skyrocketing. Health insurance, it's all skyrocketing. Things are getting more expensive because your dollar is worth less and less. Meanwhile, gold is absolutely skyrocketing. In fact, let me just bring up where gold is right now. 2384. Show my screen. I want to show the trend here. If you look at gold prices here, just over, what does that go back to? like the end of October last year, gold was $1,837. Now it's almost $2,400. Look at that rise right there. Gold is skyrocketing in dollars because dollars are losing value. So people who are smart, who want to maintain their value of gold and silver, well, it's doing exactly what it's designed to do, to hold value. Oh, I should mention, by the way, if you go to metalswithmike.com, this is our gold and silver coin sponsor, the Treasure Island Company, and you go there and you can request to talk with them, or you can check their real-time prices right here. They'll give you the price quotes here. You can look at gold coins like U.S. Mint coins, real-time pricing online, and they have discreet, secure, guaranteed delivery, insured. So check them out at metalswithmike.com. They are our gold and silver sponsor for the coins. So those are some of our sponsors, some of the solutions that we offer, some of the free things that are available to you. Whatever you do, you know, make sure that you're getting prepared for what's coming. Grow more food. Save your garden seeds. You know, get more items at the grocery store that you can even stockpile that will last a longer period of time. Try to get out of the dollar into things that will hold value, whether it's gold and silver or something else. Maybe you're going to buy a piece of land. Maybe you're going to stock up on ammo or diesel fuel or you know, something that holds value. But take action now, because the world is becoming more chaotic. Time is running out. Thank you for supporting our sponsors and supporting this platform. We appreciate you. That keeps us going. It allows us to build the free tools that we're giving back to you, such as the AI tools, as well as the Brightown.io platform. But together, we can make it through all this, and then we'll be the ones who get to help, you know, rebuild society on the other side of the collapse of this current system. And it is collapsing. But get prepared now while you can, and thank you for all your support. I'm Mike Adams here of HealthRangerStore.com, as well as Brighteon.com. Take care.